Sports Cards Podcast. I think it's time to start calling the show the SCP, because saying Sports Card Podcast is kind of a mouthful. Anyway, on today's show, I will finish my coverage on rookies and veterans to buy from your AFC teams. Also, I had emailed Brian Gray about doing an interview about his Razor rookie retro. He was not able to do an interview, but he did email me back in a statement, which I will read later in the show. Today, I'm going to do a new segment on eBay auctions.
Show me the money!
I was just a few cards that caught my eye and what the price of them went for. First off, on September 7, 2010, the Topps Lunar's dual auto of John Elway and Tim Tebow sold for $382.77. Now compare that to a 2010 Topps Lunar's dual auto of Troy Aikman and Tony Romo. It sold for only $205. And a Jim Brown and Adrian Peterson numbered to 25 sold for $128.50. Tim Tebow mania is running wild. Man, did I just quote Hulk Hogan? Anyway, I find it hard to believe that Tebow and Elway auto is worth that much. I know that Elway's a Hall of Famer, but so is Troy Aikman and Jim Brown, and they're paired up with proven superstars of football. Next up is a 2005 Bowman Chrome Aaron Rodgers auto rookie card, numbered 1 of 1. It sold for $2,570.
Damn!
Let's continue on with our Tebow mania. A 2010 top sketch card, 1 of 1 by Tebow, sold for $752.32 this week. Why can't I pull Tebow? Next, a lot of 150 2008 Topps Chrome Chris Johnsons sold for $999.99. That is a lot of Johnsons. Next, if you have the coin, you could buy all the 2008 SP Authentic Rookie Auto Patches for the low, low price of $5,700. I'm calling my accountant to move some money right now. Now, onto my picks for the AFC teams.
It's about to get all stupid up in here!
First, we'll start with the AFC East. First team, the Buffalo Bills. They're a rookie, C.J. Spiller. With Fred Jacks hurt, this could give him Spiller the chance to show what he's got. Too bad it's on the Bills and not too many people will see it. The veteran, I really like Lee Evans, but the quarterbacks in Buffalo are suspect. I think that Marshawn Lynch will have a big year. I believe Buffalo will have a two-headed running attack, reminiscent of the Carolina Panthers. Next up, the Miami Dolphins. Their rookie, Jared Ordrick. He is in a Mike Nolan defense system that is ready-made for his skills. Don't be surprised to be hearing his name called a lot during games. The veteran, Chad Henning. I'm like everyone else out there who thinks he will have a breakout year. It does not hurt that he has Brandon Marshall to throw to either. Next, the New England Patriots. Rob Gronkowski. I think he'll turn some heads. I mean, how much production do you expect from Crumpler? The veteran, Lawrence Maroney. I think he'll get 1,000 yards this year. Yeah, I know. I'm really going out on a limb with this one. But hey, I can dream.
Oh, good for you.
Now onto the New York Jets. Their rookie, Joe Manike. He was drafted to replace Leon Washington. I believe he can do it, and he will surprise a lot of people in New York. The veteran, LaDainian Tomlinson. He will get his fair share of carries and show that he isn't washed up yet. If he has his cards, expect him to go up. Now for my team that I picked to make it to the Super Bowl, the Baltimore Ravens. Rookies, not a lot to choose from, but I'll have to go with Terrence Cody as the rookie with a chance to shine. Who knows? Veteran, TJ Husmanzada. He will make Seattle regret letting him go. Okay, not really. Seattle just was not a good fit for him. But in Baltimore, he could be the number two wide receiver and not have to have all the pressure of a number one on him. Cincinnati Bengals rookie, Jermaine Gresham. I think will be a big part of the offense this year and a big target for Carson Palmer. The veteran, Terrell Owens. He will show everyone that he did not take a chance on him, that he is a playmaker. The Cleveland Browns, Joe Hayden. Give him some time, and he will show how good of a cornerback he is. The veteran, Jerome Harrison. I'm surprised when the Browns picked up Hardesty in the draft. I think the Browns have their running back in Harrison, and he will prove it this year. The Pittsburgh Steelers. Marquise Pouncey. He will help the O-line tremendously. He could be a future Pro Bowler. The veteran, Mike Wallace. It's time for him to shine even brighter this year. Now to the AFC South. The Houston Texans. Their rookie, I was going to go with Ben Tate, but he's hurt. So I have to go with Kareem Jackson. He should help the young Texan defense get even better. Veteran Arian Foster. Tate is hurt, which means more carries for him, and this could give him the opportunity to prove he is a starter. The Indianapolis Colts. Rookie Brody Eldridge. He is a good blocking tight end. I know he isn't going to get many catches, but Dallas Clark is not going to play forever. Veteran Donald Brown. When the Colts finally decide to let him get most of the carries, he will show the Colts that they do not need to sign a die in the offseason. Jacksonville Jaguars. Rookie Tyson Alou. The surprise pick of the draft will show the naysayers that Jacksonville is right for taking him 10th overall. Veteran Mike Sims-Walker. He's in a contract year and wants to get paid. Expect big numbers from him this year. Tennessee Titans. Rookie Damien Williams. He will be a returner this year, but in the future, him and Kenny Britt will make a great wide receiver duo. Veteran Kenny Britt. He looks to improve on his 700-yard season. I think he can get 1,000 yards this year. Now, on to the AFC West. First up, Denver Broncos. Rookie Demaryius Thomas. He should help the offense a lot. Veteran Jabbar Gaffney. He's a favorite target of Orton's. Don't be surprised if he takes the place of Brandon Marshall. Next, my wife's favorite team, the Kansas City Chiefs. Their rookie, Dexter McCluskey. I butchered that name. He could be a Wes Welker-type player in the Charlie Weiss offense. Veteran Jamal Charles. Everyone will know his name at the end of the year. I expect 1,000 yards out of him this year. Oakland Raiders. Rookie, Rolando McClain. Easy pick in my opinion. He'll be the mainstay in the Raiders defense for years to come. The veteran, Lewis Murphy. He is the best wide receiver the Raiders have and will be a good target for Campbell. San Diego's Chargers. Their rookie, Ryan Matthews. Duh. I could list the reasons, but let's just say he could turn the Chargers back to a run-first team. Veteran, Malcolm Floyd. He is 6'5", which makes a big target for Rivers. He will step up and make Charger fans say, Vincent who? So those are my picks for the AFC.
Guess we can close the file on that one.
Now, I was not able to get an interview this week, but if you have any suggestions, please email me at sportscardspodcast@gmail.com. I did, however, write Brian Gray to see if he would be interested in doing an interview. Here's what I wrote, along with Mr. Gray's response. Mr. Gray, I recently started doing a sports cards podcast. So far, I've done 2. Also, I'm a forum member on Blowout Cards. On the forums, there has been a lot of discussion about 2010 Rookie Retro. Many posters believe that you are holding back on the nicer cards or sending these cases to loyal customers. I am skeptical of these allegations because that would not be a good business model for your company. So I thought perhaps that you would do an interview on my podcast. I believe if people heard from you, that would help with your sales. Now, to be clear, I'm not buying any, because if you do an interview, I do not want people thinking I'm biased for you or against you. Thanks for your time. Mr. Gray's response. Thanks for your email. I appreciate the interest of collectors in how products are distributed. I'm pleased to address that in this correspondence now. Every single card has been packed out in this release. Every single card is in circulation within those packs. I hand-collated each and every case. From there, it's taken to my number 2 guy, straight out to the warehouse for packaging and shipping. I do it this way on purpose, so that I do not know what cards are in which case. There is no better advertising for me than to have the big cards pulled out of each and every product we make. If they are not pulled, it does not benefit me in any way, as we are completely sold out of the product prior to release. So it doesn't make any difference to our sales. I dismiss those sort of claims as conspiracy theory. I understand collectors' concerns, and as a 25-plus year collector myself, I appreciate this. I can assure you that this concern on the retro is not a concern at all. Some of the big cards have been pulled. A 2005-2006 UD Cup Crosby rookie BSG, I heard this was pulled on blowout boards. A 1986-87 Fleer Michael Jordan BS 9.5 pulled on Freedom Card boards. And a 1985-86 Topps Mario Lemieux PSA 10. A 1955 Topps Roberto Clemente rookie is also pulled. I believe there are still a number of unopened cases in the market, and we expect to continue seeing big hits unearthed over the coming weeks. Hopefully this addresses the particular concern. I want to thank Mr. Gray for responding quickly. I believe he's telling the truth. I think he probably hand-packs himself, gives it to his number two guy. He takes it down there, and then they're put in cases, so no one knows where the cases are going, who's getting them. And this might explain why some of the big hits are being lumped into together, like the Steven Strasburg autograph rookie that I saw in Blowout. I think it was paired up with a bunch of nice cards, so it's kind of odd. And then you see other people get a case, and they don't get anywhere near the return on their investment. So I agree, it's kind of like a grab bag. But let's face it, when we buy a box of any kind, high-end, low-end, whatever we buy, we're gambling on the chance that we're going to get a big hit. So we're gambling. If you buy this, you're gambling that you're going to get that Strasburg card that's worth a lot of money, or that Michael Jordan, or whatever card you're looking for. So just be prepared that you might not make your money back. That's the risk you take in this collecting. But I collect, so I'm not really worried about the money. It's too high of a price tag for me for $225 just for one card and a bunch of Chris Carpenter autographs. Oh, yeah, I am a Cubs fan, but geez, I think I can get that on eBay for $3 because it seems like everybody's hitting a Chris Carpenter autograph. But if you have the money and you're in it just for the collecting, I don't think Razor's rookie retro is a bad thing to get. You get somebody you might like, you might not, trade it, sell it. But if you're doing it to make money, I wouldn't buy this product. Save your money for another high-end product, which you could buy a case of and you usually get your return on. So this week, what's coming out? Well, Panini Threads hit the market, I think, yesterday. And up next will be coming on September 15th, Topps Platinum Football. Kind of excited about this product. I always like it. So go out there and get you some cards, and maybe you can hit yourself a one-on-one. As always, I'm doing this show by myself still, and hopefully somebody will want to come along and help me co-host. And if you do, contact me at sportscardspodcast@gmail.com. Don't be afraid. You don't have to do it every day, every week, just once in a while, so I have somebody to talk to other than listen to my voice drowned on and on and on. So until next week, may every card you pull be a one of one. And thanks for listening.